Morning, everyone. I'm just about to head out to the Peak District for another little wander. I've been checking the weather over the last few days, and it looks like it may be a little windy. But I've decided to do a different sort of boo today. I'm going to record this first little section, then pause, and then keep you updated throughout the day, hopefully. But that's all wind-dependent. So, right, I'm heading to Hayfield, or more specifically, the Bowden Bridge car park, to head up Kinder Scout. I'll catch you soon. Welcome back. I'm just at the Bowden Bridge car park. You may be able to hear the stream in the background there. There's a light breeze down here, but obviously we are quite sheltered, so it'll be interesting to see the strength of the wind once we get up onto Kinder Scout itself. Right, the next point of call is Kinder Reservoir, and then we'll be going up via William Clough. Catch you soon. Welcome back. Andy and I have just reached the top of William Clough. It's a fantastic day today. A little bit cloudy, but the rays of light are poking through the clouds. You may hear the helicopter in the background there. Possibly the Moors for the Future helicopter. It's got a load underslung, heading back west towards Manchester at the minute. So now from the top of William Clough, we're going to head up onto Kinder and possibly past the Sabre jet wreckage. Welcome back. We're just at the location, or one of the locations, where the two Canadian Sabre jets crashed on Kinder. If you go over to my site, deanreed.net, search to find some images from the recent trips I've done. Welcome back again. I'm just at Kinder Downfall. Those of you that have been up Kinder Scout before will know that Kinder Downfall is obviously a waterfall, and in the winter months there's plenty of water spilling over the edge, but today is a fairly windy day, so the waterfall currently is in reverse. Excellent sight to behold. I've taken a few pictures, a little bit of video. I've also just been live streaming to Bamboozer, which no doubt will have plotted on my social hiking map. So I will put the link in the description section of the boo. See you further on. Welcome back. I'm just on Kinderlow End. We're beginning the descent down to the cars again now, back down to Bowden Bridge. It's rather windy, so I'm just sheltering behind a big rock to try and get out the wind to record this bit. Further back at Kinder Downfall, I hid a little container. Those of you that are familiar with the little game called geocaching, I've hidden a little box full of leftover Christmas chocolate, so we're going to call it geochocking, and I'm going to post the coordinates on Twitter and also on my website as well. I'll probably put them in the description for this log, for this boo, sorry. And the first person to find it gets the rewards. Okay, I'll update you further down. Welcome back. We're out of the wind now, back down in the valley, just doing the last few hundred metres back to the cars. Just crossing over the river, you might just be able to hear it in the background there. Not quite, I think this might be River Kinder, I'm not quite sure though, don't quote me on that. It's been a nice walk. It's been a bit windy in places, not too bad. Not as bad as we expected that it was going to be. The sun came out and it was throwing nice colours across the hills and the surrounding area. I managed to take quite a few pictures, some video. I even managed to broadcast some live footage to Bamboozer, which I mentioned earlier. But we've been out for about 4 hours. And I think, from memory, this walk is around about 8 miles. But yeah, thanks for following. I've got 25 seconds left, so I think I'll cut it short and say, follow me next time. Thank you.